This is the Assumption Church Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Assumption Church is a Roman Catholic community under the care of the Franciscan Friars Conventual of Our Lady of Angels Province. It is a community of faith which is active in service, and its ministries bring the gospel message of peace, reconciliation, and love to Syracuse and all of Central New York.
The past couple of days, the friars have been going back and forth about what we're going to preach on this Sunday. And so some of what I have to say, I took a little bit from Father Nader and a little bit from Father Jerry, and you're going to get this conglomeration. We did talk a little bit about what was so different, what makes this good news, this gospel. And how is it even news, since the Jews understood of Jesus' time that the greatest commandment was to love God with your whole heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And as a matter of fact, Jews, pious Jews to this day, pray that prayer from Deuteronomy each morning when they get up. And it's part of the ritual of being a pious and good Jew. And certainly it's edifying for us as Christians as well to begin our day praising God with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul, with all our strength. And what makes this so different is that Jesus then places that second commandment right next to the first. In other words, the Jews believe that in the first five books of the Bible, the over 600 commandments that are contained in those books, that they are all of equal importance, especially for the Jews of Jesus' time. But Jesus not only picks out the gospel, the commandment about loving God, but then he says the way you do that is to love your neighbor. And that's the key. And in another place, I believe it's in the letters of St. John, how can we claim that we love the God that we do not see if we hate the brother that we do see? In other words, those two are intricately linked and cannot be separated. The way that we live out our gospel life as Christian men and women is to express our love of God by our love and our service of our fellow men and women. It's difficult in our age, isn't it not? We live in an age of great violence and great unrest. And certainly in the world, we see wars breaking out from people who obviously don't love their neighbor. And there is such terrible things going on. And that yet we, as Christian people, have a choice. We can either get into that mindset of revenge, of pushing back against those who have sinned against us, or we can listen to the words of Christ. And as difficult as it is, we can struggle. We can work against that part of us that wants revenge, that wants an answer, that wants some kind of justice that borders not so much on justice as it does on hatred. How can we live the gospel of Jesus? How can we be people that listen to Christ in our daily life and put his two great commandments into practice? It's not easy, and we have to look for the opportunities to do that in our daily life. And it starts, of course, within our families, and we find that sometimes that's very difficult as well. But we are not excused from struggling to find ways in which we can, in fact, honor our sisters and brothers, and those especially in our own sphere of influence. And love may come with just praying for that person, maybe in our families who we haven't spoken to or we have such difficulty loving. It might start with just, let's pray for each other, or let me pray for him or her. Lord, I find it hard to live with this person, or I find it hard to forgive, but this person is still your son, your daughter, and so they are called to have blessings in their life. Let me pray that they will be blessed. Don't pray, let them change so I can love them. Let them receive the blessing they need in their daily life in ways that I and probably they don't even know they need. This is like the very first step, I think, in loving others, especially where there's a broken relationship. And so, you know, we can't change world events, but we can, in fact, change the world around us. And that's what we as Christians are called to do, to love God with all our heart, with all our soul, and to love our neighbor as ourselves, to love God and to love our neighbor. Those are tall orders, but that is what separates us as Christian men and women from the rest of the world. We take seriously those words of Jesus Christ. It's difficult, but we can do it. We need the Lord to inspire us and to help us, but he's shown us the way. He loves us so much that he gave his life for you and for me. He shed his blood so that we might be saved. We cannot do any less than he did, to sacrifice ourselves so that others may know that the love of God in their life. We don't know, of course, how each relationship will work itself out, maybe only in the life to come. But we need to work each day at loving, of forgiving, of caring for one another, even the people that we encounter by chance each day, to answer anything that might border on disrespect with great love, with great forgiveness, because Christ loves us and has forgiven us so much. So my dear brothers and sisters, this week, let us see those areas of our life that we can carry out these two great commandments, to love God, to love our neighbor, because he has shown us the way.
Thanks for listening to the Assumption Church podcast. To listen to more episodes, connect with us in our community, or join us for worship, please visit assumptionsyr.org.